The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 214, Brain Teaser.
Remove her brain? Your Excellency, we don't have the laboratory or skills to do that without doing extensive damage.
I don't plan to do it here. We will wait until we return to Latumis. For now, just let her think that she has an insurance policy.
I would dearly love to cancel that policy.
You'll have your chance. But for now, she is a prisoner and nothing else.
Can we at least get a muzzle for her?
Just check on her from time to time and take her meals to her. In fact, go to the galley and fetch her supper now.
Are you sure I can't slip something in her food to shut her up?
Stop by the infirmary and get some sleeping pills. Mix it into her food, but no more than 2 tablets.
With pleasure, Excellency.
So their plan is to remove my brain in Latumis and harvest my circuit board. They're also adding drugs to my food. I don't plan on eating anything, so it's a good thing I'm used to fasting. I'm returning to my cell now.
From Jaffra. Then you better find another source for water.
There are multiple pipes in this access tunnel. See if you can locate a fresh water source and available tap.
I will search the ship's structural plans and advise you. I am detecting movement towards your cell.
That was close.
Time to eat. Please put your hands through the bar opening.
You're gonna cuff me? Do you think I can overpower you?
I'm not gonna take any chances with you. Push the door open and stand there.
Whatever you say, boss.
Here's your supper. I expect to see an empty plate when I return.
What if I don't like it?
Eat it anyway. You need to keep your strength up.
Don't you worry about my strength. I'm doing fine.
Eat. I'll be back.
Yeah, sure thing there, Arnold. That was good.
Anything from Sam and Lenore yet?
I'm expecting their call any second now. Anything new on the background searches yet?
Nada. This guy was and is a ghost. His records showed that he attended West Point, but we have yet to find anyone who remembered him. I found it interesting that the people he listed as dorm mates were all KIA in the Gulf War.
Of course they were. And those who weren't have disappeared.
Because they were never there. You know, to falsify Academy records is no easy feat.
It had to be done remotely, which means their system had to be hacked.
Back in the mid-90s, systems were not as complicated as they are now. Many were still using DOS.
All of this tells us what we already know. Korski's history has been faked, and he had help doing it. The question is, why?
Now, the scary part is that Rage may very well have penetrated the Pentagon.
Garrett.
We found them. It was just as I suspected. We stopped at the first burger place between the airport and the apartments.
That's outstanding. The workers there actually remembered them?
We showed them the photos you got from the rental place. The woman who took their order remembered him.
That's amazing that she remembered his face, considering how many people a day they see.
Let's just say they stood out.
They made a rookie mistake, just like Hank did in Houston.
They ordered a dozen of their biggest burgers, plus fries, sodas, and extra packets of salt.
I guess that would do it.
But these guys were stupid enough to eat in instead of carry out.
They could have easily said they were picking up for lunch or a party or a business.
But they sat there and ate everything.
Then they ordered ice cream. cream.
That tells me that they haven't been here for very long. Hank was making the same mistake until you corrected him.
Like I said, rookie mistake.
Did you get any surveillance footage?
Well, the DC police badge you got us worked. We went through the footage and found them. Unfortunately, there was no clear picture of the second suspect. All I can give you is the timestamp.
Another thing that made them so memorable was that it took less than 15 minutes to down 6 burgers, 3 large sodas, and 6 large fries apiece.
So add 15 minutes to the footage, and you've got the approximate time of their departure.
All right, good work. Get back here and we'll start going through traffic and security cams.
All right, I'm gonna go grab a quick snack to go.
Sam?
Don't worry, he's only getting 2 orders to go.
Yeah, 1 for each stomach.
I'm sending you the timestamp now.
Sounds good.
So if I heard that right, they got him on camera?
Yes, but not really on camera.
So he was able to hide his face.
Unfortunately, but at least we know where they were and what time they left.
Sounds like Sam and Lenora made some progress.
Yeah, they found the burger joint, but the unknown perp obscured his face from the cameras.
But I take it that you at least have a starting point to track them.
Yep, and a start time. Did you find anything new yet?
Yes, it appears that he attended West Point and that his roommates were actually lost in the Gulf War. I did find a record of his grades and the person who gave him his recommendation to the academy.
Let me guess. That person is no longer with us?
And that would be a good guess.
So we can't prove that he went to high school, but he did attend West Point after that.
And someone would have to pull some strings to get him into the academy.
Well, to me, this whole thing is starting to sound like a deep cover operation.
You know, you may not be too far off there, Kelly. He's been in the system since the 90s and has remained relatively unnoticed.
Until he ran my parents off the road.
Well, think about it. If you hadn't pushed the matter, it would have been swept under the rug.
Well, that's where it's going to end up if we don't get back to work.
Good morning.
Good morning, Agent Hawk. I'm surprised to see you here so early.
I'm hoping Director Cage will have some news for me. And I'm trying to adjust my body clock to Eastern Standard Time, so I got up extra early. It's only 3 a.m. back home.
Ah, yes. Jet lag. That's just one of the many unpleasant things about this job. However, knowing the good we are doing for our respective countries makes it all worthwhile.
I've had to have that very same talk with myself from time to time.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Director.
I just wanted to say once again how grateful our Ukrainian counterparts were. Thanks to your contributions, the Russian spying in Kyiv is in disarray.
We were glad to be of service.
Agent Hawk, I suppose you're wondering what's next for you.
Oh, I'm a little bit interested.
Pearman has made arrangements for you to meet with Director Holliday tomorrow afternoon. You'll be taking the STIP to Martin State. I believe he said that you have transportation available.
Yes, I left my car there. As much as I've enjoyed being here and working with everyone, it'll be good to get back home.
I can certainly understand that. You'll finally be able to get some of those steamed crabs you've been wanting.
As for you, Tony, we have some administrative things that will need your attention.
Will you be assigning another junior analyst to me in the meantime?
Funny you should ask. A junior analyst Simmons will be reporting to you this afternoon.
Simmons, you say? I don't recall that name with the agency.
He's transferring in from another branch.
I'm sure you'll get him into shape in no time. Just look at the progress Jameson made.
He was more or less thrown into the fire. He didn't have much choice. I'm sure this Simmons will be just fine.
This is a temporary fit. I'm not sure how long Jameson will be out, but you should be able to manage until then.
Well, I suppose until that time I have an action report to prepare.
As do I. Perhaps we can compare notes.
I agree, Director. What do we do about the gaps we have when Jameson was on his own?
I have asked him to prepare a report on his actions. We can just add that as an addendum.
Very well. I suppose we had better get started. I don't want to be bogged down with paperwork when Junior Analyst Simmons arrives.
And I want to prepare mine while I'm still here.
And then I'll leave you to it.
Incoming message from Gabby as follows. Yesterday's food was tainted. Flush down the toilet. We'll search for water tap from schematics I have downloaded.
Were you able to provide her a location for water?
When she begins her search, I will guide her to the closest water outlet.
Excellent. We'll be on Latumus before she really needs to eat.
Well, that brings up a question some of us have. How are we going to follow them to Latumus?
We've been to Latumus many times. There's a small landing area close to Rage headquarters. We can break off once the Potomac enters the atmosphere. Ionization will hide our presence. We'll break off and land there.
Do you have the coordinates for that site?
I'll feed them to you once we get close. It will require a vertical landing. Are you up for that?
Please. I could do that with my eyes closed.
Well, just for me, how about keeping both of them open?
I aim to please.
Aim? Would you mind rephrasing that?
So, after we land, what's the plan?
Once we're secured on the ground, we'll form up two teams. Nate and Liam will remain with the ship. Tam, you'll team up with Jomac. Marco, you'll be with me.
Are we going to use the scrambled radios?
Yes, we'll use Tuckum too. Georgia, show us the layout for Rage headquarters on Latumus.
I have a satellite view of the compound. All buildings have been labeled. Coming up on Monitor 1.
That looks like a mining operation.
It was a storage facility for precious ore that was mined on Galaza. Rage used indigenous people to mine the ore, and it was then brought here and stored inside this mountain complex. Right here.
Didn't some crazy scientist get captured, then get forced to build some sort of death ray?
Yes, his name was Professor Lin. Rage built an array of satellites using his death ray. They were going to destroy Planet 310.
Wait, what? My home planet was almost destroyed?
Yes, luckily Lin was able to fool Rage scientists and the ray failed.
Well, sometimes it's best not to know things.
Sometimes the less you know, the better.
The less you know, huh? Hey, Marco, does that mean the skipper must be better? Maybe even best?
Yeah, keep it up there, Two-Faced. You might be walking back to Australia.
Well, now that we've established that, can we get back to our plan?
Sorry, but please continue.
Now, this is our landing site. From here, we'll proceed as one unit to this point right here.
What is that?
That's the old east gate to the storage facility in the mountain. You'll need to clear that before entering. As far as we can tell, that guarded gate has not been manned since Professor Lin left.
Now that's correct. His lab was inside that mountain. As far as we know, it's been abandoned since his project was shut down.
Yeah, the important question is, where do you think they'll take Gabby and Wi-Fi circuit board?
This building here is the old infirmary. Since they need to preserve what's left of Wi-Fi, and since they also want Gabby's circuit board, it's the most logical place.
Well, that's not very reassuring, especially if you're Gabby. We need to find out straight away where she's been taken.
Georgia, given the distance from our landing site to the landing strip Rage uses, will you be able to still communicate with Gabby?
I am adding a radius around our landing site. I will be able to communicate anywhere within the circle.
Maybe I can maneuver the Mercury a little further to the west. That way we can include these buildings into a reception range.
That would be ideal, but any further west and we risk exposing ourselves. There are towers here, here, and over here. This landing site affords us the best protection.
Don't they have any kind of electronic surveillance?
We don't believe that it's currently operational. Professor Lin pretty much fried everything electrical with his final test firing of his death ray. Churchill will be able to monitor the base as we approach. If she detects electrical activity like radar, we can fire an EMP and knock it out.
Sounds a bit risky, but it's better than nothing.
Yes, it is better than nothing. Our alternative is to do nothing and she dies, or we attack the base and we all possibly die. This is our best option. She risked it all on Death River and ended up helping to save us.
Don't forget that along with Gabby, we have a big bounty there also. All we have to do is bring back the circuit board with Wi-Fi's DNA on it, and we can collect a sizable bounty.
I don't know about the rest of you, but my top priority is to get my pilot and friend back.
Don't worry, Captain Tam. I think we all feel the same.
Mr. Thornton, welcome. We weren't expecting you.
Good morning. Is Jim here?
No, he's following up on some leads. Sam and Lenora are combing through the traffic and security cams. Kelly, Scarlett, and I are researching Korski's past. What brings you here?
Perhaps you should call in Sam and Lenora. I have an important update.
Oh, I'll go get them.
I'd call Jim, but I think he's pretty tied up right now.
That's okay. You can catch him up to speed when he gets back.
I have a feeling from the look on your face that this may be bad news.
Well, it is news, but it's probably only bad news for me.
You're okay, aren't you?
Oh, I'm fine. I've totally recovered from what they gave me to knock me out.
Okay, here you go. One each for Sam, one each Lenora.
Hey, Pappy! Good to see you again.
Yeah, we were wondering how you were doing. Any ill effects?
None at all. Like I was telling Detective Garrett and Scarlett here, I'm doing well. I just want to pass along some important news.
Look, if it's bad, just spit it out.
Korski has been sent TDY to Fort Sam Houston. Or at least that's what he used to be called.
What? They can't send him TDY. He's under an Article 32 investigation.
Not anymore.
Wait a minute. What's TDY?
That means temporary duty.
But Barnes told us that he was going there under a permanent change of station.
That's still in the works. He's going TDY to set something up, and then he's returning here.
Whoa, back up. You said not anymore.
Are you saying that there won't be an Article 32 investigation?
Not exactly. The board met, and based on the lack of evidence and credible witnesses, it was determined that a court-martial was not warranted.
But we talked to at least two witnesses who were there that night.
Absolutely. I thought they would testify.
Remember, I said credible. Both had trumped-up charges filed against them that night of the accident. Ironically, both have been reassigned to Germany.
That doesn't sound like irony to me. That sounds like a cover-up.
I agree. I think someone needs to go to Sam Houston and find out what he's doing there.
That's right in my backyard. I can go and leave Jim here to head up this end of the investigation.
I could go with you. You never know. You might need some muscle backup.
You mean your two stomachs? Come on, Sam. You know you want to go because they have good food there.
Well, that's just a plus. Seriously, I think I could be of help.
That might not be a bad idea. Sam looks like he can handle himself. Do you really have two stomachs?
Well, I could just eat a lot.
I'm still in shock. There was plenty of evidence, not only to warrant a court-martial, but enough to convict him. He's managed to get away with this for a long time. Every time we close in on him, he slides by.
I'm sorry I had to be the bearer of such bad news, but I know Jim. I'm sure y'all will be in good hands.
When does he leave?
He has a MAC flight at 0800 out of Andrews.
Sam, pack your bags. We're headed for Texas.
Yeehaw!
Excuse me, I'm looking for Agent Tony Simon.
This door on the right.
Thanks. I'm looking for Agent Simon.
Well, look no more. You found him. I take it you're Junior Analyst Simmons.
Yes, sir. At your service. Joseph Simmons. And you are?
This is Special Agent Hawk. She is from the United States, working on a joint operation with us.
Agent Hawk?
Simmons, you know you have some big shoes to fill.
So I've heard. So, you here for a while?
No. We've concluded our investigation. I'm heading back to Baltimore in the morning.
Oh, that's a pity.
And why is that, Simmons?
Oh, I was just wondering how they did things in the US. Thought I might learn something.
You've got plenty to learn as it is.
Your accent. It doesn't sound English.
I was born here, but my mother is from Sydney. We moved back when I was a child. I've returned to London to work with MI6.
That's interesting. Do you find it awkward to have such a different accent?
Not really. Do you?
Kate is only here on a temporary basis. We have foreign agents from time to time, so it's not something unusual. Your case is different.
Why? Because I'm an Aussie?
Because you are a field agent with MI6, not a foreign attachment. I'm sure you'll just fit in.
Thank you, sir. Is that a typewriter?
Well, it's certainly not a telephone.
I've heard about those, but why on earth would you use one?
It's not that uncommon. My old partner in Baltimore preferred a typewriter over a computer. He liked the touch and feel of the keys.
Oh, partner is right. Tell me, Agent Simon, why don't you enter the 21st century? You have no spell check or grammar check, no backspace to make corrections.
If I question my grammar or spelling, I have an Oxford dictionary right here. You may be surprised that if you do more by hand rather than relying on computers, you might learn how to spell.
But it's so much more efficient and easier to use a word processor.
Out of curiosity, how many phone contacts do you think you have on your smartphone?
I don't know. Quite a few, I imagine.
If you picked up that phone by Agent Simon, how many do you think you could dial on it?
Who uses a phone like that? I feel like I walked into a time warp.
The point that Agent Hawk is making is that many people get too dependent on technology. They let technology do the work for them.
And what's wrong with that?
What do you do when your phone goes dead?
Panic and look for a charging station.
Then what? You just sit there until it's charged, unable to think for yourself?
Not at all. I have a smartwatch to back me up.
Oh dear. I can see this is going to be an interesting partnership.
Well, looky here. If it isn't the captain of the good ship Lollipop.
Lollipop? Perhaps my translator is malfunctioning. This is the Potomac.
I know what it is. I served on it once.
Yes. I do recall seeing that in the ship's old log. You were a rookie pilot.
I've gotten a lot better. Tell you what, give me an old Delta model starfighter, and we can do a little dance. Winner take all?
Dance? You make no sense.
So, to what do I owe the honor of your visit?
I'm just checking on my cargo.
Cargo? Seriously? More like your prisoner.
I prefer detainee.
Well, you've detained me long enough.
I have the right to detain you. You were trespassing on my ship.
Your ship? This was my old ship, a ship you hijacked from the Federation.
Then you shot one of my guards who tried to stop you.
He shot first.
Then you were caught breaking into a secure facility.
The sick bay.
A secure facility where you attempted to steal an item that was the property of Rage.
You mean what you cut out of your precious leader's head? And by the way, as a legalized bounty hunter for the IDF, he's actually my property now.
I am touched by your dedication, bounty hunter. We'll discuss this further when we land.
Yeah? Just what exactly are you going to do with me?
Oh, we're going to take care of you, Bounty Hunter Gabby. We are definitely going to take care of you.
What will become of Gabby once the Potomac lands? Will Simon be able to work with his new temporary partner, Simmons? And what will Garrett and Sam find in Texas? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Hide and Seek.